Beat me to
Thank you, sir. Yeah,
it.
first time this year, I think. So, okay. Well, we went through kind of introductions before, but to be on the record, I see Jeremy Jones. Oh, good evening. Just saw you.
You're up.
And Megan, Kyle, Amanda, Janelle, Gary, Karen, Bob, Chase, and myself. And then I see somebody with the name iPhone. Would you like to identify yourself, iPhone? And we have iPhone. Okay, let's see. Let's start off like we normally do. Is there any public comment? Okay, hearing none. Let's see. And just so you know, like usual, if something pops up, this is a Zoom format. So, raise your hand if there's something you want to say. We'll try to get to you as we move through our agenda. And with that said, let's go ahead and approve the agenda. We need a motion.
I'll move to approve the agenda as presented.
Thank you.
Second.
Okay, any discussion? Okay, all in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, your five ayes. Motion carries. Agenda is approved as presented. And we're not expecting Mr. Condon, right, Chase? Was that the latest email?
Expecting possibly if he does arrive, he will be late. He
Okay.
had a client he had to attend to and could not get out of it.
Okay. So he might be joining us later. Okay. We have some meeting minutes to approve from our last meeting on the 12th. Did everybody get a chance to review those? Was there any discussion needed?
I'll move to approve the minutes of October 12th, 2023, as presented.
Second.
Okay, Karen moved and I heard Gary second. Thank you. Any discussion? Okay, all in favor to approve the meeting minutes from the 12th or from October 12th. Say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Thanks, everybody. Moving right along. Motion carries. So, for item number five, there's no president's message today. And the main reason for that is because we have a lot to discuss in Chase's report. So, we're just going to roll right through this and get to the meat and potatoes. So, he has plenty of time to go through his stuff. So, let's jump in number six. I appreciate Janelle sending out the all of these transaction lists so far ahead of time. I was out of town for the last week and I still had time to approve them. So thank you very much.
So I guess just kind of going through the transactions, I highlighted, if you can see down here, the 37,000. That's obviously the IFA loan payment. It's due December 1st. That's more of a balance sheet transaction versus an actual expenditure. It gets deposited directly from the state pool to the state pool, essentially, because the loans are through Business Oregon. Other than that, the other larger transactions is I went ahead and did an estimated payment for the completion of the shop roof. The check has not been drawn. It's not ready to sign, but I wanted to make sure that it got approved because most likely it's going to be here in the next week and we'll try to get it at payroll. If not, we might have to pull a special check and have it signed before the next meeting. But I just wanted to make sure that it was noted and everybody saw it. And we've all talked about it. It's nothing out of the ordinary. The other was is we did get our rebate from the PUD for the Evans number one pump repairs last year, the energy incentive that was at $2,120. And so it was about the same as last time, but we expected that as well. It just finally came through. And the only other real big ticket items were, of course, the tree, the logging and clearing, and the tree cutting. But those are all within budget and been planned. Is there any questions on those?
Looks straightforward to me.
And I believe we have a request for a $37,000 state pool transfer to cover the estimated and presented transactions.
And we need a motion for that.
Yes, we do.
I move to approve the transactions as presented and the $37,000 transfer. Second.
Thank you, ladies. Any discussion? Okay, All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, motion carries. Amanda, is it done yet?
Yes.
Setting new records every meeting. So perfect. Okay. Let's go into Chase. I'm going to mute myself. I'm sure I'll jump in, but I'm going to mute myself so there's no background noise for you.
Go ahead. I can turn my camera on here. Do a lot of stuff. Hold on. Okay, there I am. All right, so just kind of basically kind of hit the high points on this. We did the boat inspections of the Santosh Evans sloughs. Still trying to formulate a report for that. The same with the Riverward perimeter levee tow and riprap inspections. I initially completed a boat inspection, basically just covering the entire levee, if you will, kind of areas that piqued my interest. I actually was able to cover by foot, especially at low tide, and get a better idea of exactly what we have. And there are several areas that I think we definitely need to start monitoring. Specifically, there's one area on the very southern end of the district that is not fortified with revetment. And so we need to probably, and I talked to the Army Corps about this last spring. And so we're basically just going to try to come up with a system where we can track this area. And Rob and I were there. We talked about it with Shane from the Corps. There's several other areas, and they're small areas. They're just like, you know, a small slough here, or kind of in a small erosion spot there type deal. But it's, I'm trying to basically make a spreadsheet or a Excel sheet that we can track these areas, basically just tracking them with station numbers. And then that way, and then within that, we can have a separate, you know, kind of file, if you will, with pictures, measurements, stuff like that, just so as we're continue through time, we can just continually track these areas. And we continued, we're kind of moving on. So we had an excavator mower come in, basically cleared blackberries and shrubs. Most of this was concentrated around areas with trees. It's much more economical to hire an excavator mower to come in and clear the blackberries and shrubs. So when the tree cutters get here, they can just go right straight after the trees. They're not having to cut blackberries and try to get to the trees. The cost of the tree cutters is much higher than the excavator mower, so it's much more economical. I kind of laid out where these trees were. There was two trees that actually were overhanging the floating home in the Scappoose Moorage. Those two trees actually took quite a while to take down because they basically had to take them down in pieces, but the trees were basically leaning towards the river. So that was a process, but they got it completed. We did clean up all the garbage that came out of the cherry orchard ditch. Little surprised at the stuff that came out of there. I'm not going to lie. We had laptops, iPads, skateboards, tires, you name it. I've never, it's like, it was pretty incredible, but we did get up most all that cleaned up. And then I mentioned the rebate incentive from PUD. We did finally get our phone service back to the office and kind of mentioned the ditches. Everything's running right now. We did have a little rain event at the 1st of November. I guess looking ahead, we got the shop roof replacement and the tow drains at the Cherry Pump and Olson Farm and the through levee culverts. I'm going to cover this a little bit later. These are a rated item on our inspections for our periodic inspections. And so these things have kind of jumped to the forefront. I actually did a lot of research today for the tow drain expirations. I talked to several companies about using the ground penetrating radar to try to find these. The Olson Farm tow drain, I'm hoping that they can actually use I'm not sure if they have a technical term for it, but it's basically like a really powerful metal magnet detector, because that one supposedly daylights into a 12-inch steel culvert, so the steel will report to their systems. But the ground penetrating radar, I'm hoping it could work. I'm kind of 50-50 at this point, to be honest with you, just what I've talked to them about and what they're able to accomplish. I will stop there because there is a personnel item on the agenda. The general manager annual review prep. So what we've done in the past is designate a member of the members of the board of directors to conduct the performance evaluation process for the GM. The entire board of directors will participate in the process. And this is from our adopted employee review document. Pretty straightforward. We've done it before. So basically, the, I guess we hand out the evaluation sheets. Each board member evaluates the general manager. The designated board member reports back, compiles the information, and has it available before the next meeting for the executive session for the general manager evaluation.
And Karen, is this something we sent to you last year when you compiled it, or what did that?
Yeah, I think I've done it the last couple of years, right, Chase?
I believe so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you mind doing it again this year?
So no, I don't mind at all.
Okay.
Chase, do we need to make sure how will we do this? Will we send these things in hard copy to people, or how about they get sent to them by email, but then they print them off and somehow get them to me?
That would probably be the easiest. And I would just say print like page 4 to 7. Mm-hmm. It's a 13 page document. I mean, it's not the end of the world. It's just, you print off 4 to 7, that pretty much captures the gist of it.
Yeah. And then complete that and, return it to me, and we just need to decide on a date by which we want that done.
That would probably be something that you would recommend, so you have time to compile it.
Right.
And our next meeting would be on the 14th?
Correct. So I have 6:13 p.m. Bruce S. Stock entered the meeting.
Hey, Bruce.
Is Friday, December 1st too soon for people?
Works for me.
Well, why don't we say board members return the evaluation form to me in hard copy by December 1st, please. And then I'll compile, and in the past, I've had one other board member look it over too, just to make sure it's all legit and I didn't make any mistakes. And then I guess we'll go from there, Chase, at the next board meeting.
Okay.
That sounds great. And I'm willing to help out with whatever you need to, Karen, if you want a second.
Okay.
Or if you
want to call somebody else,
however you want to do it.
Sure. I'll let you know.
Okay, by December 1st. Got it.
I need to go back and read through this document. Are you sending the whole document?
What I will do is I will email the whole document to everybody, and then I'll say which pages to print.
You can
look at it and see it says it GM evaluation. So
perfect.
It's straightforward. It's
intent
to be pretty straightforward.
Yep. Okay. Thank you.
Yep. So moving on, 408. So on 10/19/23, Heidelberg Materials, they submitted their 60% 408 package for the Ellis Farm Gravel Mine to USACE. We had a follow-up meeting on 6 November. They kind of gave our consultants and us a overview and real high level, if you will, especially some of the hydraulic modeling results. Our consultants are currently kind of reviewing that package. It's a pretty big package, especially some of the modeling. And so it's basically, I'm waiting to hear back from them. It's only been a couple of weeks since they've actually been able to get in that. When we received the package, they were on working on other projects at the time, but they have had a chance to get to it now. So I don't have a lot of updates on that. I wish I had more, but that's kind of where we're at. Does anybody have questions on that? Okay, kind of the gorilla in the room. So moving on to accreditation and Lomar, I'm just going to call it accreditation. So I guess starting probably 3-4 months ago, Rob and I started looking into the accreditation specifically, started to come up with some pretty serious questions regarding the levy certification that was completed by the Army Corps in 2019. We were kind of circumstances, unfortunate circumstances of timing. In 2019, the Army Corps changed their protocols for their levy certifications. Literally in the middle of the year, they changed their certification from 10 years to 5 years. So to kind of give you an example, Savvy's Island completed their levy certification in early 2019. Their certification is good for 10 years. Ours was completed in December of 2019, and ours is only good for 5 years. So this was a big question we had, not only from a FEMA accreditation standpoint, but from a USACE levy certification standpoint. And how one of the major questions was, is how would FEMA treat a known expiring levy within their FEMA accreditation process? And basically the short of the answer is if they know there's any part of the package, the MT2 levy accredit or FEMA accreditation package, if there's any part of the engineering information that's part of that package and it is known to expire, it will trigger flags within FEMA that they automatically will revisit the accreditation. So that information got sent back to USACE, Army Corps. Talked to Shane about this. He kind of went back within USACE to see exactly how to move forward with these certifications. And lo and behold, their best path forward is another periodic inspection. So the periodic inspection timetables up until now were kind of wishy-washy. There was some budget constraints regarding them. There was also some risk analysis. So if you're, to kind of give you an example, if you're Scappoose, your risk of a levee failure is much higher than, say, the Deer Island levee, you know, or the Multnomah County levee. If those levees fail, the risk of human life danger is much higher than some of your more rural levee systems. And so at one point in time, they were talking about moving periodic inspections to possibly 8 to 10 years on your lower risk levees, 5, 6, 7 years on your higher risk levees. But what it appears that we're now is we are 5-year periodic inspection for levee recertification. There is some good news within this, is within the periodic inspections, the Army Corps of Engineers pays for the inspection versus the local sponsors having to pay for the periodic inspection, which is basically levee recertification. But what this has triggered is we have a periodic inspection coming up in the next couple months. As of right now, it's looking like all the pump stations, the federal interest pump stations, meaning the Cherry, the North, and the Evans, will be inspected in February, and then the levee will be inspected in March. And of course, within that will be all the levee infrastructure, internal drainage, and stuff like that. So to kind of say our priority focus at this point has changed would be kind of an understatement, because that's kind of where we're headed right now. This definitely caught us off guard, because we had a site visit last spring, and that would have been a routine inspection, which is usually kind of stepped in between periodic inspections. So that's basically the information that came out of that. Good or bad, at least we have a process moving forward. Any questions?
Yeah. Okay, so we have conditional accreditation, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, and so if we pass the periodic inspection that they're going to do in this upcoming one in early 24, we will still have conditional accreditation, correct?
Correct. So the this is basically levy certification. So without the levy certification, FEMA accreditation is not. I mean, it's without the levy, it's kind of nothing else matters. I don't want to say it like that, but it's kind of the baseline of it.
Okay.
And so, but the reason why it's getting pushed to February and March is because the federal government's fiscal year end, I think, is September 30. And so they have to have this in the 2023-2024 budget year. And so that's kind of, they need to be able to make sure that this gets done by the end of September. So,
okay.
There's a lot of moving parts. I think it was literally a week ago, I got a call from the Army Corps of Engineers and the levee safety program team within that. And so that's kind of the update. At least we have information moving forward.
Yeah.
So
you can get ready for this in time.
Because you're you.
But how does this impact us, your plans that you had for the winter? And that's going right into the, you know, really rainy season and all.
That's kind of where we're going to run into, I think, a few problems, especially regarding the tow drain expirations. This isn't the time of year that you want to just start digging around. So there's going to be some issues regarding that. The other issues that the what I would call the rated items or the big ticket items are the through levee culvert inspections, which are going to be conducted by a dive team. So it's not really a major issue. And the only question that I still have outstanding is the pump discharge lines. There may be some, the timing of those, they were completed in late 2019 and they're supposed to be done every 5 years. And so I don't know if the inspections that were completed at the end of 2019, though they haven't technically expired, are going to be acceptable for the Corps to use in the periodic inspection early 2024. That's some clarification I need to get from the Corps.
Okay. I'm just asking because I want to make sure you have, you know, what you need to, you know, get everything done the way you want it done.
I've already started kind of combing through the last periodic inspection, making notes of, you know, stuff that stands out. And of the rated items, I don't have any concern that we can't get them completed.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. President, you want to take a question from Bob Short?
Yeah, please.
If any of the board members have any questions, I'd let them go first.
Yeah, were there any other questions from any other board members? I know this is kind of a lot to take in, and it's kind of a change from, you know, at least we have a direction, like Chase said now. So if any questions do come up, you know, feel free to reach out. Chase has been all over this.
Okay. Well, the thing that occurs to me is the Corps is saying they want to get the work done so that they have basically 6 months to evaluate it, so that they will get you an answer back by September 30th, which means they probably aren't going to get you an answer before, say, September 1st. What is that going to do to the FEMA accreditation process if you don't have a definitive word on levy certification before September?
Well, that's the purpose of doing it this way, is so that way when it goes into, so if we submit, like, let's say we do the MT2 submittal in January, there's a 90-day period that FEMA has to complete, you know, their package analysis and their review of it. And within that, it'll say an expiration date. They will flag that expiration date as part of their accreditation. But if we can then send them a recertification, then it would remove that flag for 5 years. And we basically just have to plan on this every 5 years.
Okay, so this assuming that, that the levy certification goes through, and we have every hope, that every confidence that it will, this shouldn't impact the December 2024 deadline on FEMA FINA accreditation.
Correct. This isn't FEMA accreditation. This is levy certification through the Corps.
I understand that, but does the levy certification impact the FEMA accreditation?
Yes, it could, absolutely.
Okay, but it shouldn't. If you, assuming you pass, we should all be good.
Absolutely.
Yep.
All right. Thanks.
Yeah, assuming we pass, Bob. That's right. That's the goal.
I have every confidence that Chase is going to get it done.
Yep.
I defer to Rob on this.
I have all the confidence to get it done too.
I have every confidence that Rob and Chase are going to get it done. How's that?
Yeah. No, we had a really good inspection. When was that? Last summer?
Last spring.
Yeah, we got some good feedback. We've already reached out to vendors to do the rated items. We've already got a plan in place. So all this did was speed up the timeline, and it pushed some of the efforts that we were planning on putting forth to addressing a lot of our SWAT items. Those just got pushed back a couple months. So we're not going to shelve them indefinitely. They're just going to take a back seat to making sure that we get our levy recertified. And then shortly after that, we'll resume, you know, full steam ahead with our SWAT items.
Well, it's good that, you know, you had a chance to refresh USACE on our deadline.
Yeah, and that was one of the things when I first reached out to Shane is, I think it was a couple months back when we first started this process. And one of the first, you know, his first comments was the outcome of this could seriously change. And one of his comments was, is if this needs to be done, us and him are meeting SDIC and the Corps, we need to get together soon. And so that's what we did. And that was, this is the outcome, but you know, that's, I'm glad we're doing this now and not in, you know, May. So it's like,
100%.
Yeah. Good work, Chase.
I'm going to jump back to the agenda, accreditation for best practices. We'll do kind of a multi-prong on best practices here. So we did submit the O&M manual for public comments that closed November 5th. We did receive feedback from several individuals. Actually, some of that feedback was really had some good ideas in it. One of them was to include the Smith pump designs because it actually is a certified engineer as-built design, which we should definitely put in there just to make sure that even if it's not all in there, at least make it aware that it was a engineered and designed pump station. And so that was a great suggestion actually when I was reading that. So I want to thank the member for that. We did get the checklist done for the onboarding of members. I'm not sure if this needs to be adopted. It's just kind of a good point of reference for when new board members come on board. I shared this with the board a couple of days back. It kind of captures of what starting with the SDIC looks like. It's not really a policy document. It's more of a reference document. It's part of our SWAT, but it's, and I'm not sure if anybody from the board has any feedback on that.
I like the way it was lined out. And I think I agree with you when you said it's a reference document. It's not something that needs to be adopted into like a, you know, something that's set in stone. It can be fluid, but it definitely gives new board members coming on some direction on, you know, a way to reference and check off things that we expect them to do when they come on board. So and that was the intention. So I think we nailed it.
So. Then the other was, the community outreach. I've been working on a pamphlet, working with the branding, working on getting some draft logos, hoping to have them by now, but it hasn't worked out. We've been kind of working with community members are working pro bono, if you will. And so it's taking some time, but we're getting there. Hopefully have something by the next meeting. Anybody else have any updates on that? I guess with that, I don't have anything on the master plan, stormwater, rental home, rent's paid.
Yeah.
Everything seems to be fine there.
I messaged Tarlo as I do every month, and she said she didn't have anything to report.
Okay. Legal, I did reach out to Jeff Condit to see if there was, as we said, he wasn't going to be able to make this meeting tonight, possibly. And he did look to see at the last legislative session if there was anything that was changed or approved to the legislature that could affect us. He said there really wasn't. And so that was just kind of the update we had on that. That was an action item from last meeting. So I just wanted to make sure we got that covered. And that's the only thing I have for legal. Anybody else have anything to add?
No.
I guess back to the report, my action items are 2024 periodic inspection.
You might have to leave that on there till April 1st. Yeah,
exactly.
So.
Oh, boy.
Well, good. So you want to pop into the master calendar real quick? I think we've already touched on the items that we wanted to look at, but right now the items that we need to look at. But let's see, annual member, where is it? February. Yeah, so that's something we need to be thinking about for our December meeting, was getting our plan together for our annual landowner meeting. I don't think there was anything we needed to do tonight, obviously, to get prepared for that, except to probably between now and then, I can reach out to the city, Chase, and just make sure that the room is available on the whatever the second Thursday, or well, what is it, usually the second Thursday of February? Don't we do something different for the landowner meeting?
I think it's just whatever day works best for everybody, because it is an in-person meeting at the city. I don't see why it couldn't take the place of the monthly meeting. Well, I think, wait a minute, in the past we've done the monthly meeting, because at the monthly board of directors meet, or the annual board of directors meeting immediately following the member meeting,
right,
very little business is conducted. It's just, election of officers. So we might want to do it immediately after the February monthly board meeting, just to make sure business gets completed. And then we have our annual landowner and board of directors meeting. And then by the March meeting, we're back in rhythm again, if you will.
Well, then maybe as an action item, I'll reach out to the city and check on a couple of dates. But does anybody on the board have any scheduling conflicts on Thursday, February 8th? That would be the second Thursday of February. I know it's quite a ways out there. So, go ahead, Megan.
Oh, I was just going to say, no, so far, so good. So I'll mark that off if that's good with everybody else.
I think I will be out of town that week.
Okay. Back the week of the 12th?
Yes, I believe so.
This is Megan. Would you prefer that we look at the 15th then?
I'm leaving on the 15th.
I think in the past we've done it. Well, let's look at the week of the 12th and just see. So you're leaving the 15th, Karen. How do people look on the 13th, Tuesday the 13th?
We're not going to make the Valentine's Day mistake again.
Chase, you can schedule this one, pal.
Not going to let that one down.
I'm sorry. I had to. 13th looks good to me. Okay.
13th looks good to me.
I'm good for the 13th.
Is this for the monthly board of directors meeting?
It would be for the annual board of directors meeting and the monthly meeting.
Yeah.
How do you look, Gary? Sorry, I talked on you.
That works for me.
And Chase, 13th look good, bad, and different?
Yeah, the 13th. I can do the 13th.
Okay.
So let's just make sure that it's available with the city.
Yeah, I'm just kind of scratching out some dates. So I will, I'll shoot an email off to them with a couple suggested dates, 13th being one of them, and then I'll check their availability for the week of the 19th also, and just see. That way we have a contingency plan. That way we have something to talk about the next meeting.
And that would actually help me too, because I need to give the Army Corps some hard no-go dates in February and March for the inspections.
Okay.
So I definitely have in March. I mean, I have spring break. I have that. But in February will be the pump inspections. So if we could get the meeting set now, that would be great. So we do the annual meeting the 13th.
Okay.
I'm sorry, the 12th. Wait, no. Sorry. 13th. Wrong month.
I will check on the 13th. Well, I'll check tomorrow, see if 13th's available. Okay. And then there's something else on there that I saw. Where was it? Schedule.
May I ask a question?
Sure.
Yeah. Is Amanda the only board member who would be reelected in this go round?
Is it my turn already? Time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah.
I thought there was.
Is
it just you, Amanda? I have to look. I don't know if Tom had. Do you know Chase?
I should know that. I have to look. I'm pretty sure it was just Amanda.
Okay. I better get my yard signs ready.
Oh my gosh. Oh, no comment.
With some big boots to fill. You just did the transfer in less than a tenth of a second.
So, because last year it was Karen and Megan. The year prior it was Rob, and
prior was Rob and Gary, I think.
Yeah, that's correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Amanda, your turn. Yeah,
spot, and that was a one election.
Pardon, I'm sorry. What'd you say?
Oh, I'm just talking to myself. I'm just trying.
Okay.
Okay. All right, I'll start campaigning.
And so we'll need to add, just to kind of close out the master calendar, we'll need to make sure, Chase, that we add the executive session portion for the December meeting also on our agenda.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
Executive session for December meeting.
Everybody's good with December 14th?
Mm-hmm. This is Megan. Yes, I'm good with it.
That works for me.
I think I'm good with that.
Me too.
And then as for now, we'll just go ahead and plan on having the monthly board meeting in February on the 8th.
I don't think we do the monthly board meeting on the 8th. Don't we do the monthly board meeting after the annual landowners meeting? Doesn't that cover both? I don't think we have two meetings in February.
That was my understanding.
Okay.
Yeah, I think the annual landowners meeting followed up by the monthly board of directors meeting. We'll just do that the same night because that's when we have to elect the officers right afterwards.
Yeah, I guess that's true. We kind of keep it a simple agenda, basically financials.
Okay. Yeah, usually some meeting minutes to approve just the basics and then the election of officers.
Okay, perfect.
And sweet. January 11th would be our second Thursday, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Okay, so we've got some action items. The ones that I wrote down, which this one's already been completed because Amanda is who she is, but transfer $37,000 from the state pool. Chase is going to email a template, the review, the GM review template to everybody with directions on which to print, which pages to print. We need to get, we all need to complete our templates and our reviews of Chase and have a hard copy to Karen by Friday, December 1st. And I can help facilitate that too. So if you can give them to Karen, or if you need me to give them to Karen, either way.
Mm-hmm.
Rob, I didn't put this in the meeting minutes, Janelle, but I just kind of on a side note, I need to circle back on the logo. I kind of let that one slip the last week. So I'll circle back on that for the next meeting. And then I need to check with the city for February 13th for our annual landowners meeting and monthly board of directors meeting. And then Chase is going to add the executive session for the GM review portion of the December meeting to the December meeting agenda. And our next meeting is scheduled for 12:14. Did I miss anything that we've talked about already as an action item?
Looks good to me.
Well, I just said I'll have everything compiled. Did you already say this, that I'll have everything compiled for Chase's review in advance of the meeting next month? Okay.
And we need to have it to you by the first.
Yeah, that's right.
Everything by the first.
Yeah.
And Chase is emailing out the form, correct? And then we just return it to Karen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Sounds like plan.
Yes, please.
Okay, everybody. Well, is there any other public comment or anybody have anything else to say before we adjourn tonight? Okay, well, thanks everybody for joining. And have a great evening.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, Janelle.
Thank you.
Yes, but Chase, do you have a time that Jeremy Jones? Oh, never mind. I have him. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, Janelle.
You're welcome.
All right. Good night, guys.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.